Welcome to episode 216 of the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. This show is recorded February 7th, 2015. My name is David, and I'm a Fred. Hey everybody, it's David, a voice that probably you thought you weren't going to hear again. Hey, I thought it was time for me to check in with you and let you know what is going on with the Fredcast. Now, I've got a number of comments for you today, but let me just be as honest as I can. Regular episodes of the Fredcast will not be happening from here on out. However, I am going to be transitioning to making the spokesman. That's the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast. That's at www.the-spokesmen.com. The regular show. As a matter of fact, what we're working on is making it where the spokesman will happen every 2 weeks. And that will be the place where you will be able to get your cycling news and reviews and tips and things like that, where you'll be getting my perspective, but you'll also be getting the perspective of others who are within the cycling industry, be they in media or law or manufacturing or associations or in some or marketing or in some way associated with the bicycle industry. It's a great show. If you haven't listened to it, I highly encourage you to go ahead and do so. But as for the Fredcast, a show that I started in December of 2005, and quite frankly, I hesitate to go back again and listen to those first few episodes, and please don't do it. You'll be very sorry you did. As for the Fredcast, I will not be doing regular episodes of the Fredcast anymore. And I think that that's sort of been in the cards for, say, the last year or so, as you've watched the regular episodes of the Fredcast become less and less regular. Just, you know what? Life gets in the way sometimes. I'll get into that in a moment. But what will happen with the Fredcast, and I hope that you will stay subscribed to the feed, is that when I have the opportunity to bring you content that I find is interesting and compelling and unique, I will insert it here into the Fredcast field. So whether that's interesting interviews from trade shows or with interesting personalities or perhaps even some product reviews, although I will be adding some of that into the tips section of the spokesman, then I'll bring it to you here on the Fredcast feed. So stay tuned to the Fredcast feed, and every once in a while you'll get a little bit of cycling goodness, Fredness, if you will, in your feed. All right, so why the transition? Well, a couple of things. Number one, I don't think it will come as any surprise to you, having listened perhaps as long as some of you have, 9+ years, the show has changed over the years. My life has changed over the years. While I remain definitely a Fred and a huge cycling enthusiast, a number of things have changed. Number one, we started with doing some race coverage, a lot of race coverage in some cases. How many of you remember when the Fredcast was doing daily coverage during the Tours de France, or daily coverage during the Tours of California? Had a lot of enthusiasm for professional cycling. And unfortunately, my enthusiasm for professional cycling has waned. My feelings, I have a great ambivalence about professional cycling at the moment. I still love the spectacle. I still love just the pageantry. I mean, having gone to the Tour de France last year was incredible. But I have a very healthy dose of skepticism about the sport itself. And it seems that my feelings about sportsmanship and my feelings about rules and honesty don't necessarily align with some of you, and that's fine. And certainly don't necessarily align with what's going on in the sport at the moment. I don't agree with some of the things that have gone on, and I don't agree with some of the things that are going on, and I'm still skeptical about whether or not the sport of cycling is fair, by my definition of fair, and whether or not It's that much different than some of the things that have gone on in professional baseball, and in some ways, in the past at least, some of the things that have gone on in professional wrestling. So my enthusiasm for professional cycling has waned. Meanwhile, just my life has changed. My kids have grown up. They've gotten out of the house and gone to college. My oldest daughter is getting ready to start her career as she graduates college this year. My wife and I have become empty nesters. We want to spend more time together. A lot of that is on our bikes, and that's great. Sometimes it's skiing or hiking or traveling. I also have a new job where I'm running a new company, and that's taking up a lot of my time. And my decision to leave the Fredcast is based on all of that. My need to spend more time with my family, my desire to spend more time with my family, and my need and desire to spend more time on my new business. You know, many years ago, my friend Tim Grawl, who you may recall did the Crooked Cog podcast and a number of different websites, and was on the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast for a long time, he has a job and a career and a business outside of the bicycle industry. And we were driving back one day from Outdoor Demo at Interbike in Las Vegas, and he was telling me about a book by a gentleman by the name of Tim Ferriss called The 4-Hour Workweek. And when you read that book, one of the things that Tim Ferriss says is that you really need to simplify your life and that you really need to focus on those things that are the most important in order to be as successful as you can be in those things on which you're focusing. And I remember when Tim decided to leave the Spokesman Cycling Roundtable podcast, and by the way, I mean Tim Grawl now, not Tim Ferriss, and when Tim Grawl decided to sell and transfer his cycling websites and focus only on his sole business that was bringing in the support for he and his family. And at the time I thought, gee, you know, why can't he still do those other things? Why can't he have those other hobbies and interests? And in retrospect, and in looking at the success that he's had in his business, I totally understand and I relate. And so it's for those reasons that I've decided to step away from the Fredcast and to focus on my family and on my business and my personal life and on the Spokesman. Let's face it, the Spokesman's a much easier show for me to do. I still love podcasting, and so I want to stick with it, but it's an easier show for me to do. I have other folks to help me with that heavy lifting, and so that's what we're going to do. Listen, it was a difficult decision, and it took me a long time to come to this decision, and that's because of you. You, the listeners, you have brought me great joy. You have brought me great satisfaction over the years that I have, the 9+ years that I've been doing the Fredcast. And it has been my pleasure. I've said this time after time. It's been my pleasure to do the show for you. Yes, the show has always been the show that I would listen to, but clearly there were tens of thousands of you out there that were listening every single episode that felt the same way that I did. And that was gratifying. And we had some great interactions. I met some of you, and some of you have become good friends of mine. And that also is very gratifying. Like you, I will still be out there hammering just a little bit harder and carrying that Fred flag as I ride. But I just won't be here as often as I have been in the past. So to all of you, I want to say thank you. Thank you for listening for 9+ years. Thank you for staying subscribed. Thank you for being my friends and my sounding boards. And for some of you, thanks for physically coming along on the ride with me as I have ridden with some of you out there. It has been a wonderful 9 years. I'm not going away. I just won't be here as often. But I hope to hear from you and see you out there on the roads. And I hope that you will stay subscribed so that when I do have some special episodes to bring you, I will bring them to you here on the Fredcast. In the meantime, I hope that you'll also continue to patronize our very long and loyal sponsor, JensenUSA.com. Again, JensenUSA.com/TheFredcast. And they're going to be sponsoring us over on the Spokesman as well. So we're really pleased about that. But listen, once again, from the bottom of my heart, thanks so much for listening and being fans and friends of the Fredcast. I will be back with another show. Won't be as often, but I will be back. And between this show and the next, from the bottom of my heart, Thank you, and enjoy the ride.